Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market looks like it's going to kick off in a rather flat fashion today. The question will be whether or not the market can move on from there, or whether or not sellers will get the edge given what we've seen come out of the Northern Hemisphere last night as far as trends are concerned. But bottom line is you actually saw the SPY futures recover from a pretty reasonable deficit. They were down by about a third of a percent at their worst levels and managed to claw all of that back by the close. So that's a good outcome. And that was at the hands of what we saw for US markets. Again, they were under pressure in the early part of the session, but came good by the end. And the best example of that was what we saw for the S&P 500, down by almost a quarter of a percent at its worst, built towards the finish and saw a late flourish of buying that had the index up by about a third of a percent when it closed. So that wasn't a bad outcome at all. But the challenge has come from different quarters. So what we saw overnight was a continued trend higher as far as long-term interest rates are concerned. And I suppose the point to make is that you're not necessarily just seeing the long rates move higher, you're actually seeing a parallel shift in the yield curve, as it were. Basically, what that means is that rates across the board are going up at the same time. What that tells us is that there's a shift in inflationary expectations on the part of investors. Of course, a big gulf between investor thinking at the moment and what central bankers are going blue in the face, telling you that interest rates will stay low, even though the inflationary pressures seem to be mounting almost on a daily basis. So that was evidenced in terms of what we heard from a number of organizations in the last day. And it's a consistent refrain as far as their reporting is concerned in broad terms. So Nestle is a good example. It's the world's biggest food producer. So it actually said that it's going to have to be raising prices to manage these higher input costs. At the same time, they increased their earnings guidance. So over the course of the last session, Nestle shares were up by around three quarters of a percent. So that's a good outcome when organizations can confidently talk about their ability to pass prices on to the end user. ABB wasn't as lucky. So this is a European engineering company. They have said that they've been challenged by ability to access materials and all of those raw inputs, and that as a result they will be downgrading their earnings expectations, and that stock fell by around 6%. So there are differing fortunes for differing organizations depending on where they operate and their ability to pass on higher costs to consumers, which is inevitable at this stage. So this is the challenge that we face as investors, and finding stocks that you target as an investor, because they are going to have varying fortunes in the way that they navigate this rather complicated situation at the moment. Organizations that have recently reported results in the US tended to move ahead quite nicely. Netflix, for example, reported numbers a couple of days ago that were quite good. Today, the share's up 4%. Tesla reported in the last day after the market closed, the stock up by around 3% in day trade. A day ago, we talked about Pinterest potentially being acquired by PayPal. So that was still in the market today as a discussion point. Pinterest shares down 2% overnight, having been up by 12% yesterday. The payment gateway fell by 5% for PayPal overnight. So that's worth bearing in mind. So as far as the local experience is concerned today, what you need to be mindful of is that pullback in commodity prices last night across the board. So that push higher for long-term US interest rates obviously dragged the US dollar higher with it. And as a result, that was one of the factors putting downward pressure on commodity prices, not the only factor, it must be said. So on the London Metals Exchange, you had copper, aluminium and nickel down in the range of around 3 to 5%. Oil prices pulled back a little bit. Iron ore in the last day has fallen by more than 5%. And you've also had a range of other commodities come under pressure as well. So that's going to come home to roost for the local materials and mining sector. So keep that in mind. The Aussie dollar has been marked down thanks to that strength in the greenback. So it's trading back to around 74.7 US cents.